And there seems to be no end in sight for New Zealand's egg shortage, with the industry saying it could be months until things return to normal. So the question is, could backyard chickens be the answer? Well, possibly not, says the SPCA, who warn that chickens are not just egg machines. They need proper long-term care. And also they say their upkeep isn't cheap. Well, my guest is Dr. Andrea Graves. She's a chicken expert and the author of a book on how to keep happy hens. Evening, Andrea.
Hi. Hi, Karen.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Do you have chickens?
I do. I have three.
Do you? And do they lay well?
They lay every day. They're nice young birds. So, yes, three eggs every single day.
And do you eat them or give them away?
We eat as many as possible, but actually, yeah, we do end up giving some away. But, you know, it's quiche day once a week to try and mop them up.
It's what day?
Quiche day. Eight eggs in a quiche.
Oh, quiche. It's quiche day. Right. I got it. All right. So this big egg shortage in New Zealand that you're not experiencing, how did we get here?
Well, most people are blaming it on this banning of the battery cage, and that certainly is part of it. But, so farmers had to get rid of their battery cages, and they were able to get a slightly more chook-friendly cage called the colony cage. And it was being phased in, and the phase-in date ended at the end of last year. But some of them ended up not actually going for the colony cages. Some of them were going for resource consents to do it, and it was cost an enormous amount of money, like $1 million kind of thing. But then the supermarkets announced that they would be ending stocking any kinds of caged eggs, depending on which supermarket, from around the mid-2020s. And, of course, this really put off the people that were about to spend $1 million on their cages. So some of them didn't do that. Then they were getting very low prices for the eggs because there was a glut of them during COVID without the cruise ships and the tourists. So they really weren't getting the kind of financial return that they would need to feel confident to invest in new barns or free range facilities, which are also very expensive. So, and feed prices kind of rocketed up thanks to the Ukraine war. So, which meant that, again, you know, could they make enough money to justify the investment? So all these things kind of came together, I think, and has led us into this situation.
It can only be a good thing that the battery-caged hens, that's no longer. Horrendous conditions for the birds to be kept in. What are the conditions like now, even with the colony, what did you call them, colony cages?
Well, if you buy eggs from the supermarket, you'll just see them called colony eggs.
Colony eggs,
which I'm talking about because they're actually colony cage eggs. They are still cages. And I'm a little bit worried that it's not being portrayed entirely correctly there. So I have not been able to see them. I've actually tried, but no one's let me into their facility. So these cages are a lot bigger than those battery cages, but simultaneously, they have a lot more birds in them. They provide slightly more space per bird. They do have some kind of three resources, if you like, that we know chooks need to have good welfare, and that is a secluded nesting area, perches, and something to scratch at. It's just like a knobbly rubber mat, but gosh, you know, I suppose it's something.
Yeah, horrible, yep. Really. In terms of the ideal conditions for chickens, what are they like if you just left them to their own devices? I mean, you've got to keep them in your property somehow, but if in the wild, let's say, how do they live?
So, they're descended from Asian jungle fowl, and they have very, very similar behaviours, apart from that they obviously lay a lot more eggs and they're not as flighty, but they're kind of edge of jungle creatures. So they like a bit of sun, a bit of shade, and a whole lot of, they like trees and shrubs to duck under, and a whole lot of leaf litter and the kind of thing you'll find on a jungle floor to scratch through all day. That's kind of their occupation, searching for food. And today, even though obviously we feed them ourselves and yeah, provide what they need food-wise, they still have this incredible instinct to search through stuff all day. So that's the kind of environment I always recommend people try and give them at home, which is actually, it's not too difficult. Most of us have some trees and shrubs and can gather a few leaves.
Right. Why do they lay so many eggs? Is that natural?
No, it's really unnatural. So it's just a result of intensive selection of the birds that laid the most eggs. You know, it's just like a sausage dog, I guess. Intensive breeding over generation after generation after generation. You can kind of choose the traits you want, and that has been done really intensively with laying hens.
Right, and I guess, well, I don't know. How would I know? Do they mind?
I don't know that they do. I hadn't really thought of that. I mean,
No.
they want to find a nest when it's time to lay, a private place. But once, I don't think it hurts them or anything like that. They get it out and then off they go.
Okay. All right. So for people listening, and we've just heard from the SPCA warning that chickens aren't egg machines, they need long-term care. So can you take us through the advice for anyone thinking about keeping chickens in their backyard? What do they need?
Well, I guess first they need a commitment to really want them for more than just cheap eggs. Although, you know, I still very much prioritize getting eggs from mine. So a bit of time, I think if you add it all up, it might be an hour a week. They need a coop with a nest box and a perch for them to sleep on. They need somewhere for them to kind of forage and roam a little bit. Generally, a fenced run works best in town, that's for sure. Yeah, and a bit of shade, a bit of sun. So if they've got some shrubs and trees, that's really excellent. And then, of course, you've got the birds, which is a little bit tricky at the moment because everyone's trying to. And well, a breeder I was talking to the other day is he's got, you know, 100 coming to be raised from chicks in a week or so, and then he's got another 100 coming a month later, and all of these birds are already pre-sold and they're not going to start laying for months. So there's a huge demand. The prices on Trademe are sometimes double what you would normally be paying. Yeah, a real massive demand. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, with a cage, for example, that's not really that cheap to put up, is it? A cage. When I think of a chicken cage or coop, they're usually pretty big. They're not little. You can't keep them in a tiny space.
Well, we have a kind of row of trees along our back fence, and ours just kind of sits there. It's probably the same size as our kitchen table, which seats
Ah,
six people.
okay.
So because, you know, so they are only they lay their eggs in there, they sleep on the perch at night, and their food and water is in there, but that's not where they spend most of their time during the day. They're always out
Right, so
in their
that's just their little home
under these
base.
trees anyway.
I
Yeah, that's
see.
their home base. That's right. Yeah.
Okay, and
And can
they fly?
expensive. Yeah.
Can chickens
Can they
fly?
fly? Yeah. So if you get, you know, those beautiful old-fashioned heritage breeds, the solid kind of ones, they're absolutely stunning. They are not very good at flying, so they're pretty easy to enclose. They're not as good a layers. If people are really keen on eggs, I always recommend they get one of the modern hybrid breeds that the commercial egg farmers use. There's two different types. Highlines are one of them, and brown shavers are the other. Just, you know, you're kind of slenderish looking brown, standard brown chook.
Yes.
They get quite good at flying because they're kind of light bodied. So it's really a matter, some people clip their wings. I've never found it to be particularly successful, but just having a high enough fence, which is
Right.
probably kind of chest height for a, yeah, I'm like 5'9". Chest height is seems to contain them.
Righto. Okay, so they've got a little place to sleep and to nest, and you let them out during the day. Do you have to go and round them up, or do they go in on their own?
Oh, it's so funny. They go in on their own. So as soon as the sun starts to set, or it's not even set, you know, it's just, you feel, oh, it's going to get dark soon. They're on their perch, just like clockwork. So no, I do not put them in at night or let them out in the morning. I just leave the thing open and they just go to sleep and get up in their own time.
Ah, what are some of the predators for chickens?
Well, the ones that even hedgehogs can be, but of course, as long as you're sleeping up on a perch, they're out of the range of those. The main one you really need to worry about in New Zealand is things like ferrets and stoats, which we don't have in town. If you did, well, I mean, ideally you try and trap them, but they're incredibly clever little beasts. I do have some tips in my book about how to fence and do a coop so that they can't get in there, and you would have to shut them in at night if that was the case. Neighborhood cats, people are often worried about, but in fact, chooks are very good at defending themselves against cats, and the cats get to know that very quickly. Although I did have a little episode the other day where I opened the nest box to collect my eggs, and sitting on the eggs was the new neighbor's cat curled up in the
On
nest. It's quite a bolshy one there.
the
Curled up on the eggs in the nest box. You know how cats love little cozy places. Unfortunately, that's what she had chosen. So we just have to hope that doesn't become a habit.
Yeah, well, maybe it helped. That's going to
Good to
help.
know.
Well, you don't want the eggs to hatch, do you? Do they all hatch
No.
if you left them?
Well,
No.
no, because there's no rooster, so they're
Oh, no
infertile eggs.
rooster. Right.
No rooster.
It shows how little I know about chickens. You
Oh,
need,
well, you don't think about these things, perhaps, when
no,
you've
which is
been
probably
done
what a lot
that.
of people are doing. Uh-oh, right now I've got chickens. How do I look after them? What are some of the major pitfalls in owning chickens? How difficult? You make it sound easy, but can they be difficult to look after?
Well, look, most of the time it is easier, and people are really surprised at how easy it is. But then, occasionally things do go wrong. I mean, dependably, they will slow down and eventually stop in their egg laying. So the SPCA was their point was that, if your kids have fallen in love with them, of course you're going to not be able to get rid of your chooks at this point. And then you've got these chooks potentially still alive for years, but not laying eggs. So that would be a real pitfall. I'm a little bit ruthless and I actually kill mine quickly and humanely at that point and get some new ones. And that's pretty often. It's like every 3 years or so at the outside. And
Do you eat
that's always
them?
difficult.
Do you eat the
No,
chicken?
because they're too scrawny and old. I bury them and plant something on top of them. So that's the hardest bit for me. I've very occasionally had a sick one. That's pretty awful too. And again, killing them can be the quickest, kindest option. And
How
you can
long
never
would
know.
they live if you just left them to live?
Well, the kind of the modern prolific laying breeds, well, they might go for kind of 5+ years, but what happens is that your chances of something going quite wrong just go up and up and up astronomically with the years. But these heritage breeds could go, even longer, I don't know, like 8, 9 years again, with the chances of something going wrong increasing, but they do have longer lifespans.
What are hedgehogs? How do they attack chickens?
Well, I've never seen this happening, but my understanding is that they will, if your birds are sleeping somewhere accessible, like the ground or a nest box, they'll actually kind of gnaw them, gnaw their legs or whatever while they're still alive. I mean, they kind of, people don't think of it, but they are omnivores and they eat flesh. And apparently, they don't actually care whether the owner of the flesh is alive or dead.
Right. How come the chicken doesn't get out of the way? I don't, hedgehogs don't move
Oh
that quickly,
yes,
do they?
well, that's a great question. I mean, clearly during the day they would, but chickens at night or as soon as they're in the dark, they can't see and they're kind of useless. Like lots of birds, actually, they just are incredibly defenseless in the dark. Whereas, of course, the hedgehog's the opposite. It's nocturnal. It can see and it can smell, and it's very comfortable in the dark. So yeah, very unequal battle at that point.
Got a couple of texts here for you, Andrea. Jonathan Rowe from Wellington says, "Hi, Karen. Your guest is right about shavers and highliners being the best layers, but we enjoyed Barnvelders best. Am I saying that right?" Barnvelders?
I think so. Yes.
A beautiful looking bird and reasonably good layer. Loved our hens when living in central Auckland. They ate all our food scraps. Cheers, Jonathan Rowe. So, yes, that's a good thing too. What do you feed them? Do you have to go and buy feed, or can you just give them scraps from the kitchen?
Well, I certainly give them scraps from the kitchen, but yeah, I do. Most people, pretty much everyone I know, actually buys food. I just keep getting told their stories by people of advanced age that when they were young, their birds only lived on kitchen scraps, and I just find it hard to believe that they could get quite enough nutrition to really crank out many, many eggs on that. But, you know, who am I to say? But everyone I know buys in feed, and that is the biggest expense, both for home chicken owners and for the egg farmers, and it's got more expensive recently. But, of course, at home, yes, you're paying a bit more for your feed, but you're also, if you were buying the eggs, you'd be paying more for the eggs anyway. So it's all kind of relative. Actually, that's another thing. People often ask about the cost, and I've pretty much calculated that it costs, because of the feed, it costs about the same to produce your own eggs as it would to buy kind of the cheapest eggs at the supermarket. So you're kind of getting these high welfare eggs for the cheapest possible price. That's the best way I can think of summing up the calculation.
Right. What's on chicken feed? They're omnivores, aren't they? They'll eat anything.
Yes, they are. But so mostly grain, wheat, et cetera, and soy, actually. Most of the commercial feeds get the amino acids from not kind of whole soybeans, but it's like the kernels and the crushed up. Actually, that's not exactly true. No, what they get, so the soybeans are grown, they squish out the oil, which is sort of soy oil, and then the chickens get, the animal feed is what happens to the remnants. It's really rich in amino acids. And there's a few other things there, lots of vitamins and minerals and calcium and things like that in there. And generally you get it either in pellets or what's called a mash, which is just kind of, you know, grainy looking stuff. Sometimes there's peas in there, sometimes there's a bit of corn in there.
How much would that cost you? You've got three chickens, so how much does that feed cost you a week, say?
I don't buy the absolute cheapest food, so I haven't really thought about it per week. I buy, say, a bag for about $40, probably would have been $32 a few months ago, and that probably lasts 6 weeks.
It's not too bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
As well as giving them scraps as well.
Scraps, yeah, and also they get silver beet or kale or just lots of handfuls of grass and weeds and worms from the worm farm. And I mean, but those things really are not in sufficient quantities to be making a huge difference. It's more like fun snacks for them to eat, which they absolutely love. Cockroaches, if I can catch them.
If you can catch them.
Yeah, I've got quite good at catching them though. And it's far more fun when you know that your chickens get such a thrill out of them.
How do you catch them?
I get a bit of toilet paper and I just like, my hand is very fast.
Where are you seeing them? Where are they?
Well, they're actually in our house, which sounds pretty gross. I live in quite a nice neighbourhood in Hamilton, but unfortunately everyone around here has cockroaches. Not horrible ones, not in the pantry or anything, but I don't know, sneak up on the laundry wall, sometimes on the room. It's pretty disgusting.
Keep a chicken inside.
I talked to someone recently, also from Hamilton. No one's going to want to buy a house in Hamilton now. But anyway, they live in Hamilton, and they said that they actually go and get their chook from outside and bring it inside to eat the cockroach. And I said, well, what if it's asleep? What if it's dark and it's asleep? I said, same thing. I said, does it still eat the cockroach or is it too sleepy? No, it's still the cockroach. And I tried it, but it didn't work. Went into it.
Oh, no. I've got a text here from Anne and Charlie from Hamilton. Do you know them?
Oh, I know them very well.
Yeah, they say, you're a friend of theirs. They say their poo makes great fertiliser. They're neat pets. We let them roam free on the weekend for a holiday. Great leftover eaters. So, they've got chickens, obviously.
They have at the moment. They're about to get some new ones.
Yes.
They're just in between batches, and I believe they're getting a couple of barn owls. So I'm really looking forward to meeting this particular breed and getting to know them through my friends.
Oh, okay. This texter says, does Andrea mean woodroaches, big bugs, or do you mean cockroaches?
Oh, they're definitely
Yeah,
cockroaches.
definitely know what a cockroach looks like, don't you? Right. Sue says,
Yeah, big brown, ugly ones.
Sue says hens also need grit, do they?
Yeah, they do. So they need a couple of kinds of what people might consider grit. They need tiny stones, so they don't have teeth, obviously, and these are swallowed down into their part of their digestive system, and they help to grind up the food.
You buy that as well.
Yeah, I do, but it, like, literally kind of two handfuls of grit from a river somewhere will last like a year. And I just put a little kind of milk bottle dispenser that I make. There's a picture of it in my book, so it doesn't cost anything. And then I also, well, I was drying out the eggshells and, stashing them in the fridge every now and then. I'd put them in the oven to dry out and crush them up and feed them back to them. But actually, the food I've got at the moment, because this is for the calcium, obviously, the food I've got at the moment has got that calcium grit mixed up in it, which I'm not entirely approving of. I think it's better if they can choose as much as they need. But yeah, which explains why they haven't been eating the eggshells recently. But it's usually that stuff's not in the feed, and it is better to have it in a separate place for them to eat so they can take what they need.
It sounds a bit barbaric, feeding them their own eggshells back.
Yeah, I take it.
Rob from Westport says wants me to ask you about lice on chooks.
Yeah, so fortunately, I have very little experience of that, but I do have experience of that. Generally, this is brought in by contact with wild birds, and of course, wild birds are going to come to your property. That is discouraged by having a feeder that the wild birds can't just easily access. So we have a step-on feeder, so the chooks learn to step on it. That opens up, and they can take their food from the feeder at that point without there being an open kind of buffet for all the local sparrows to come to. But yeah, it is really worth keeping an eye on your birds, really inspecting, especially around their bottom area, because lice do sometimes move in, and I think it's pretty miserable. So I actually, at that point, that did happen to me, and I bought some VitaPet flea powder from the supermarket and dusted with it with them every couple of weeks for a while, and I haven't had a repeat. I think providing a dust bathing area is incredibly important, not only because chickens love to dust bathe, just like you see little sparrows doing, but it's on a bigger scale and actually delightful to watch. But also that rubbing and writhing in the dust helps to control those kind of external parasites that lice are.
Right, okay. Lisa says, great you're having this chook interview. These birds so deserve a decent life. The public in Dunedin totally emptied out thousands of hens from a large battery farm as it is closing. Of all its cull birds, we are thrilled. The 14 free-ranging hens I have and the 70 two friends and I in the 70 two friends and I rehomed to others are thrilled to be finally free and living in shrubberies and long grass and able to scratch and move and have safe houses at night. So worth the effort. Oh, that would be really great, wouldn't it, to be able to do that for those birds. Incredible.
Yeah, it absolutely would be. I mean, especially those battery cages, it does make you feel pretty uncomfortable to think about it. I'm very glad that they're gone. I would point out, though, that when you're talking about kind of commercial alternatives, I mean, if you're willing to have them at home, that's a really fantastic alternative. But commercially, the alternatives, if you don't want any kind of cage, are either them living in a barn system, or a free range system where they're in barns at night, but then they're let out during the day. And they do have, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of birds all kept together, which means they're all kind of interacting with strangers because there's too many of them to recognize each other. And of course, they have very interesting social lives. But also, they have much higher levels of disease and a higher death rate than in cages because they, Yeah, more stuff goes wrong with their health when they're not in cages. So yeah, there's no kind of perfect solution for commercial egg farming.
I see. Also, this texter says straw, don't forget straw, and they need fresh water as well.
Oh, of course they do. So in the coop, yes. Sorry, I should have made that clear. So you need something for them to take their food from, and they need constant availability to fresh water. They're actually really thirsty. Yeah, straw is fantastic, or the alternative is untreated wood shavings. Both these things are fairly cheap. Like you might spend like $20 a year, maybe 40, to get enough of these things. So I've taken using untreated wood shavings, and our coop is lined with that, and the nest box is really well lined with that as well. That's right. It's that kind of soft, moldable stuff that's really important for them.
And Katie says, wherever you have chickens, you'll also have vermin. What does Andrea suggest about pest control near chickens? Cheers, Katie.
So
What vermin does she mean?
I think she means primarily rats. And yes, that is when we first started seeing rats around here when we first got the chooks. So I have a kind of permanent poison station. Not using brodifacoum, which is the most common one you get from a hardware shop. It's one that doesn't cause secondary poisoning. It's just blocks, and it's always sitting under a tunnel to control rats. I mean, I don't feel entirely comfortable about it because I don't think it's quite a long death for a rat to die of poison. I've tried trapping. The little devils are just too clever to ever to enter my traps. I think that's the best solution at the moment. And of course, it helps protect our native birds as well if you're controlling rats.
What are they after, the rats? Are they after the chicken food or what? Or the eggs or
Yeah, I think they can smell the food. You wouldn't usually have eggs sitting in a nest box overnight because, usually collect them in the day or when you get home from work or whatever. I think it's the smell they're attracted to. I always say to people not to, to throw out, if you're throwing out scraps, just throw out as much as your chicks are going to finish within, a few minutes or half an hour, whatever. So those scraps aren't sitting outside at night to attract rats, but yeah, I suspect it's the general odor. Not that a healthy run wouldn't really smell to a human nose, but rats, of course, have such a good sense of smell.
yeah, why wouldn't they go there? Oh, so much to learn. And your book is called What Your Chickens Want You to Know. Is that
It is.
right? Okay.
Yeah, I just felt there were lots of little tips that, and kind of an overview. So many people these days don't grow up with chooks on their property. So I was just trying to reintroduce a bit of knowledge. And yeah, I did a PhD in animal welfare working with chooks. So there was a bit of quite a bit of information that I could gather from that and put in there too in a user-friendly kind of way. I've tried to make it fun as well.
Where can we get that from if we want to have a peruse and see what our chickens want us to, want them to know, want us to tell them?
What they want you to tell, what I am telling you on their behalf.
Yes, that's right.
Pretty much all the, Whitcoll's books have been, not books, plenty was paper plus type chains will have it, and a lot of the independent bookshops as well. And it's published by Potton and Burton, and it's available on their website as well.
Oh, lovely. They're a great publisher. Oh, thanks so much, Andrea. As I said, there's so much more to learn. And What Your Chickens Want You to Know, that's the title of your book. I really appreciate you coming on tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Dr. Andrea Graves. And thank you, everyone, for all of your texts. This one is about how much chicken feed costs. Chook food from farmlands, $35 for 25 kg. For 25 kgs grown in New Zealand, so not affected by world shortage, grown especially for farmlands. 15 birds eat a sack a week. I think your old girls deserve retirement after all that hard work. This person says, I've got two beautiful chickens who have a very strong bond with my dog. I have also found on more than one occasion that the chicken has laid an egg on the couch inside the house. That's nice, delivered it right to you.